Harry Smith Jr. is running for the Wilmington City Council. This is his first run for public office, and so I have to ask, what prompted you to get into the race?
Well, I didn't have a dog in the fight, but I was watching the short-term rental debate, and I don't like a bully. And it seemed like the city was not following its own rules and taking advice from an organization that shouldn't have a louder voice than any other citizen. And then once I started paying attention, then I started looking at other things that I kept on saying, why are we doing that? So now I'm going to figure out why we are.
What would be a couple of examples of things where you thought, why are we doing that?
Well, you know, let's start with the north side bathrooms. How did we have a contract with a developer to build bathrooms that he couldn't open a restaurant till we had bathrooms? We gave him an exemption, then we still don't have bathrooms. And even when they're called out by people like Port City Daily or Star News, nobody answers the question about where are the bathrooms until probably a week or two ago. River Place, I don't understand why we're so far over budget. Northside Park, how are we $2 million over budget before we come out of the ground? Galleria, how are we $3.8 million and the developer's starting to think about backing out unless we give him more? Those are the kind of questions that, and we always say, it's costing the city. It's not costing the city. It's costing the taxpayers of the city because the city has no money till we give them the money. So that's my concern.
Let's talk a bit about your background. What's your day job, if you will, and tell us a bit about where you've been.
Well, right now I'm a scenic carpenter for Filmworks in Rocky Point. We build stage and scenery for ABC, CBS, NBC, NFL Network, people like that. I've been in construction since I got out of the Marine Corps. I was a Marine from 79 to 89, serving most of my time in the Mediterranean. I served in Beirut, Israel, Egypt, Syria, and lots of other countries. So I moved to Wilmington in 2011, but I've been in the area since 1989. And I've got 7 children, 11 grandchildren, and we're here to see what we can do to help the city.
One thing that is always being discussed is economic development and the economic growth of Wilmington and the region. And how do you feel the city has been handling economic development, trying to lure more companies and manufacturing here? Do you see them as being on the right path, and what might you change?
Well, I was at the NAACP forum the other night, and I listened to the mayor say that the two constants in Wilmington that we need to focus on is tourism and the hospital and medical, which is fine, but there's no money for the everyday person in tourism. The industry jobs that service the tourism are low-wage jobs. I'd like to see us going after people that are compatible with Live Oak Bank, Encino, Tech Mountain, things like that that would bring in a higher wage job. Maybe it doesn't directly help the city, but it'll directly help the citizens of the city. I don't think we're doing enough to draw industry here. And if we're going to be a medical city, then let's be a medical city. Let's expand. And if we're going to be a retirement community such as Florida, if we want to do that, then let's do it right. Let's get more green space. Let's get Cape Fear doing more about physical therapy, more about rehabilitation and things so that we can advertise and say, hey, this is what we can do for you if you come here. Because we're drawing tourists. We're drawing residents from everywhere. What we're not drawing is anybody that's spending any money and creating new, higher-paying jobs.
You mentioned being a medical city. I'm wondering what your thoughts have been in the recent weeks as everyone's been discussing the resolution that could lead to the sale of New Hanover Regional Medical Center.
I think it's a very scary thing. I don't know all the numbers. And, you know, so maybe there's something that we all don't know. But from an outsider's view, I look at they're seeing that $1.7 billion profit, and I think they're salivating over that. And I don't think they're looking at the long-term effects of selling the hospital. Because if it's not making a profit, or if they're worried about it not making a profit now, how is some company going to buy it and turn it into a for-profit hospital? So something's not working correctly. I think the hospital's got a great save. I think they have $500 million in savings right now. So the hospital's not doing bad. So where are the concerns, and why all of a sudden are we rushing to sell? I personally feel they already had an offer, and I think they're just trying to justify it to the citizens. I don't think it's a good deal. And I'm a firm believer in the law of unintended consequences. I don't know what's going to happen 10 years down the road, but it could bite us.
Infrastructure goes hand in hand with economic development. And there are, a few projects. I mean, the third Cape Fear River Bridge was taken off the table recently. There's the billion-dollar rail realignment project that they've been talking about. Do you feel like the city of Wilmington is keeping pace with the needs in the infrastructure for the city?
No, I don't. And I know we don't have complete control over what roads get built. You know, we have to rely on the state and the federal government. But I don't think we're lobbying hard enough. I think we learned all the way back in Floyd that it doesn't take 100-year storm before we get flooded and we get cut off. So Floyd was in 99, and in 2018, Wilmington became an island again. We became somewhat of an island for Matthew. We should have been pressing the state and the federal government, because we started running out of fuel and water and food within days. What are we going to do when there's 250,000 people living here and we don't have an elevated roadway? And you just can't lift the road, put some more dirt in, because it's just going to create a bigger dam. I'm not an engineer, but somebody needs to figure out something to get us at least one roadway in and out of here, no matter how bad the storm is.
I was under the impression that was the plan with 421 at some point from DOT.
Yeah, and, but is it a full plan? There's some other low spots that are still vulnerable. And so I worry about that. I think that we do need a third crossing. I mean, the mayor did point out the other day that, in the next 15 years or so, they expect 120,000 people to cross the Cape Fear River Bridge a day. So even if they can get across the river, the roads in downtown Wilmington can't handle it. And we have a geographical issue. We got a river, we've got the ocean, we got the intercoastal waterway. We're kind of trapped off here. But there has to be, smarter minds than mine to figure out how we can flow traffic better and safer. As far as the rail realignment, I think that something has to be done. CSX is saying they want to make longer trains, more trains. And when you have a longer train, and if it blocks multiple intersections, what happens when you're in an ambulance, or when you have those? If you say 120,000 cars a day, that's, 30,000 cars an hour, and they get backed up for 15 minutes waiting for a train crossing, that'll take an hour to clear that traffic. So, something has to be done.
Are you concerned about the number of people that are relocating here, that it's happening too quickly, or the city isn't taking it seriously enough in terms of the needs that population growth puts on a city?
Well, again, to me, in every relationship that you have, there's a power dynamic. One person has more power than the other. When the city was trying to revitalize downtown, the city was in the weak spot and the developer was in the strong spot. That's why PPD has covenants over property surrounding it. I don't think the city's in that position now, and I think now the city can play a little hardball. I don't want them to crush developers, but we don't have to bend over backwards for them. And maybe we ask them to pitch in and help expand the roads. Hey, you can have that development, but you need to add a turning lane. You need to add a traffic light. You need to do this, or whatever it's going to take to help everybody that's already here. We're not going to stop growth. It's a great area to be, and we're not going to stop it. What we have to do is control it, and we have to think about the long-term cost. And, you know, it's like we're down to 10% developable land inside the city. Can you imagine trying to build New York Central Park today? It wouldn't get done. If we don't start maintaining some raw land, we won't have any more parks. And if you're talking about doubling the population of New Hanover County in the next 20 years, we need more parks. We need more green space. We need those things. And I went to Greenville, South Carolina, beautiful city, and they have a great infrastructure, but they have BMW there. They have Freightliner. They have some great big corporations that are increasing their tax base, that spend a lot of money and pay well, and their citizens are benefiting from it. So I think it all goes back to getting better corporations here that can spend money and increase wages, which increases the tax base, which increases the amount of money people spend. Mm-hmm. Right now, it seems like we're catering to the retirement community, and that's fine. I love retirees. But if we're going to cater to the retirees, then we need to cater to them and give them the quality of life that they can get in another city. And we have to figure out a way to monetize it.
If you're elected to the city council, is there one thing that you, without question, would want to tackle first?
Yes. I think we need districts. And, you know, and again, the other day, the mayor laid out his reasons that he didn't want districts because Raleigh would make the districts and they're the gerrymandering specialists. The thing is, we're nonpartisan city council. So there wouldn't be any gerrymandering along Democratic Republic lines. And God knows we can't do it along racial lines. So it should be a fairly easy districting process. The thing that I point out is that right now, most of the city council members live downtown, and it seems like their biggest concern is downtown. And, you know, one will say, hey, I helped get Love Grove a bridge. Wow. You know, I was over on 12th and Orange and talking with a business owner there, and I was like, hey, you know, Wilmington's cleaning up, looking pretty good. And he owns a little mini mart. I says, when are you going to take the fences off your glass windows? And he said, in this neighborhood, never. So how is his neighborhood so much worse than downtown or so much worse than Mayfair? You don't see any fences and gates on businesses over in those neighborhoods. So are we neglecting them? And somebody that lives there is going to push for them. And another city council member said that, well, they'll be beholden to their district. Well, we're a representative democracy as it is. Do you think they would approve the development on Eastwood with all the traffic, with DOT saying no, city staff saying no, planning commission saying no, and it got approved anyway? Had there been a councilman who has to deal with that traffic on a day-to-day basis on a city council, that debate would have went up much longer, much harder, and maybe it wouldn't have been approved without the developer putting in more skin.
Someone goes into the voting booth and they're undecided. Why do they vote for Harry Smith Jr.?
Well, again, we go back to, we call out city council, we call out the city, and there's crickets. I will guarantee you that the day after a city council meeting, you call me, you email me, I'll tell you exactly what I know that you don't know. And I'll tell you exactly why I voted like I voted. I don't care to be reelected. If I can get city districts and we can get the city to start being, and I hate using cliche words, but if we can start being a little more transparent with the citizens and start getting a real honest message instead of, like I said, it's how you word it. It's costing the city. This river place, the walkway is another $1.2 million, costing the city. No, it's costing me and you. And when you talk about affordable housing, the mayor says we're putting out $1 million into affordable housing. Great. We just put $1.2 million into a walkway. I don't think those things are congruous. I think we should be putting $2 million into affordable housing and not $1 million into a walkway that's going to get walked on very little. So that's my issues.
Harry Smith Jr. is running for Wilmington City Council. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.